I'll talk about a little bit about my life. I was born in the States, so I lived there for a little while, and I came back up here with my parents. And I went to boarding homes. I went to boarding school for 6 years. I stayed away from my mom for at least a good 10 months per year, or 9 months per year. And it stayed like that until I was about 22, when I was going to school. I went to university in Chicoutimi. I speak French also. I speak my own language, Algonquin, and a little bit of Spanish. Most of my life was actually living in the bush, learning how to live, learning how to hunt, how to trap, how to fish, and everything that I ate was actually from the bush. I hardly ate anything that was from unnatural world, which is the city. But I got used to eating that, so I went into McDonald's like everybody else, and it went on so far after a while. But it started in 1987, where the forestry company started to cut near where we used to live. Our band council decided to negotiate with the forestry companies. So it went up to 1991, where they made a trilateral agreement where the Quebec, Canada, and the band council came together as one to make a study. And the study was about how much land do we use, how much water do we use, what do we do with it. Band council turned that around and made it tried to make a business out of it with the forestry companies, because the forestry companies, they knew how much money they were taking out of the taking woods out of the bush. For the last maybe 21 years now, our band councils have negotiated with the forestry companies every year. We have stopped. We have made protests. Some of us went to jail. I went to jail. I was caught for mischief only. That was about not too long ago, in 2012, I think, something like that, where we did the last protest against the forestry companies. It was actually in my father's territory, and we tried to defend it as much as we can. But actually with no success, because somebody made an agreement already to let the companies cut, which it was the bank council. For the last 21 years that I've seen the park Larry being cut, there's at least about 85% of the wildlife reserve that's been cut. In where we live, there's hardly any animals. There's hardly no moose. There's a lot of deers that are coming in because of the clear cuts. And when they do a clear cut, they only put one species of tree. So therefore, the animals cannot eat. So they move. They go somewhere else. As soon as some of the trees they grow, they brush cut again, and they just leave that one tree there. Long, long time ago, before they did that, they used to cut, yeah, but they used to leave trees there and they just let the forest grow back on its own. It's not like that anymore. They dig up the dirt, they turn it around, they put trees there, and they just leave it like that. There's a lot of wood out there that's not been used, and the forestry companies left it there. You cannot imagine how it looks like. Because if you would see the images of what they've done to our land, to our territory, to our way of life, they're destroying completely our way of life. And yet they want us to live in the city or on a reserve. But we're not like that. We're not made like that. We're made to be living in the bush, not in the city. So eventually we adapt. We adapt to living where we live today. I adapt to open the water with just a twist of my hand. I could flick a light, just that's how easy it is. Before, I used to go pump gas and do this, do that, and light it up and blow up or whatever, you know. But it takes a little bit more work than we do today. You want to warm up your house, you have to cut your own wood. You got to warm up your house, you just turn the temperature now. That's how easy it is. So anyways, I'm not going to talk too much. My heart is filled with grief for all the things that's happening, you know, what the government is doing to us. I'm not talking about only the government in Canada. I'm talking also about the government of Quebec. Those are only corporations. Those are corporate. It's an organization. An organization that gives other organizations. Like, I'm not sure anybody who has an organization, but they do have one. And guess where you get it? You get it from Canada or Quebec, one of the two. The one that lives here. You have to follow their laws. Because they wrote it down for you. If you don't follow those laws, they'll arrest you, they'll take your organization away, and they'll cut it off from you. They have the right to do that because they make it to have that right. If you stop them, they will arrest you. They'll throw you to jail. Like the way they did to us. So my life in the woods has been destroyed slowly as we go along. I have a hard time to hunt. Today, I've been so sick, me too, myself. Went to dialysis, I got a new kidney, I'm diabetic. There's a lot of stuff that's going on here. And this is the way we are. A doctor came over and he says, you know you're diabetic? I said, I didn't know that. Oh, it's genetic. I told you, you're full of shit. Sorry about the language. But that's the way I told him. It is not genetic. It's the way you feed us. Our system is not the same as yours. So this is what I became. Even today, I still look around for what I'm looking for. Most of it is healing. Not a healing for me. Healing for the nation. Healing for your nation. When I went to court for mischief, they arrest me because I said no. They asked me, are you going to let us cut? I asked them, are you asking me permission? He says, yes, I'm asking you permission if we could cut here. And I told him that I am not giving you permission. So therefore, I will not give you no permission whatsoever to come and cut here. This is our unceded Algonquin territory, and you have no rights here. That's the way I told them. You know what they did? The next day they arrest me. That's how quick it was. Just because my sister said, no, I will not let you cut. And that was it. So they just asked her, are you going to let the forestry company work today? All she said was no. And they arrest her. She's not around here no more. She passed away. Sometimes I wish she was here so she could talk about her experience. She always had a lot to say. That's why I miss her much. So we're all looking for peace. We're all looking for harmony. But before we get there, we have to look for healing. Healing in between us. How do we find it? Once we find it, once we pass through, then we could start thinking as one. Our hearts will be one. Our minds will be one. And no one cannot break that. I would like to talk more about a lot of other stuff, but I don't think the things to do it. I'll let my brother talk because he talks more than me. He has a lot more things to say. So, miigwech. Thank you.